Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life, Babe podcast. I am your host, Lydia Killian, and this is the podcast you come to if you want to shift your self-concept fast, you want to manifest everything you want in life, and you want to get a life you are obsessed with. This is the podcast for you. Today's episode is all about designing who you are going to be in 2025. We are creating your 2025 persona, your identity, your character, whatever you want to call it. We are stepping into that today and we are going to embody it throughout 2025. And I am so excited about this episode because you have the power to change your story at any given time. That is what my whole page is about, my TikTok, my Instagram, my podcast, YouTube, everything is about you taking control of your life and you deciding the story and you deciding who you get to be. So that's what we're going to do today. Before we start, I just want to say I was a little bit naughty last week and I didn't release a podcast, but I did release some discounts on my Instagram. And this is why you need to be following me on Instagram if you aren't already. I will leave the link below. It's Get a Fucking Life, Babe. So, well, it's Get an Effing Life, Babe. It's GetAFingBabe. I don't know why I always spell it out. But I did some Black Friday discounts on there last week. And that is why you need to be following me on there, because I do behind the scenes. I do Q&As. I do discounts. And I did a Black Friday discount last week. It was the biggest discount I've ever offered, which is why you need to be following me on Instagram so you don't miss out on anything like this in the future. However, I am offering this to you guys as well, my amazing podcast listeners. You will get 25% off the 2-week self-concept challenge, which I will link below, using code POD25. POD25. You know I love spelling it out for you. I want to help as many people as possible in 2025 shift their self-concept and live a life of their fucking dreams. Like, I really want to help as many of you as possible. So if you did miss the discount last week, don't worry. You have a podcast listener discount with POD25 for 25% off. You will find the self-concept challenge within the Manifestation Gang. It is an amazing community of like-minded individuals. We are all there to support each other. It's a thriving community. I'm going to read you out a testimonial in a minute that I had last week. But one thing that I've added to this is voice note coaching. So before, if you posted a question in the community area, I would type it out back to you. I did not feel like that was giving enough energy to you. I didn't feel like it was expressing enough what I need to say when I help you. So now you get voice note coaching within it. And this is the only way to get a personalized, tailored response from me to help you manifest whatever you want, to help you with your self-concept, because I don't offer one-on-one coaching and I don't offer voice note coaching privately anymore. This is a game changer for your manifestations. And I am so excited to be offering it to you now. This is a testimonial I received last week from somebody who took the 2-week self-concept challenge. Hey, beautiful. Just wanted to say thank you. I am from Serbia. I stumbled across your TikTok and took the manifestation challenge 14 days. 2 months after, I got engaged after just 1 month of dating and we are super in love, now moving in together. Also, I started earning about 5K a month, and that's a real big number here because average salary here is $600. When I need some boost or manifestation, I just do your quick EFT. I hope all your dreams come true. You are doing wonderful things. Honestly, the scream that I scrumped when I received that testimonial, I can't even describe to you. That just made my absolute day. I post all these testimonials on my Instagram. Like I said, come follow me there. But if you want to change your life in 2025 and you want 25%, I've only just realized I'm doing 25% discount and it's about to hit 2025. I didn't even realize the alignment. But if you want 25% off, then POD25. Right, my darlings, get a notebook, get a pen, or come back to it later with a notebook and a pen. But this is an interactive episode. I want you to take what I'm saying today and I want you to scribble it down. I want you to implement it. I want you to act on it. I don't want you to just listen to me for a bit of a boost in the morning as you're on your way to work or as you're on your walk and then go about your day as normal. No, 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 no. We are changing the game today. Grab your pen, grab your notebook. We are designing your persona, your character, the person you are going to embody, the person you are becoming, the person you deserve to be in 2025. And the first thing I want to say on this subject is you are entirely up to you. I don't care what has happened in the past. I don't care what happened last week. I don't care who's told you you don't deserve shit in life. I don't care what stories you've carried so far. I don't care, quite frankly. I don't care, mate. You can change your story at any point in time. I did a story on this on Instagram yesterday, and it was about how I lost 56 pounds. I did it 10 years ago, but that was my first rebrand. When I was 21, I'd put on 56 pounds in a really unhealthy, toxic relationship. And so when I hit 21 and we split up, I decided I had to lose that weight, but I did something differently than what I'd been doing. So before, I had just been doing the diets, the Cambridge diet, the Slimming World, the Special K diet, all of the diets. I've done them. I've done them all, babes. But the moment where I decided to rebrand and I decided to be different and I decided to think differently and I decided to step into the identity of the version of me who was at their ideal weight, okay, that's when everything changed. That's when it felt easy. That's when it dropped off. That's when I decided, and this usually does happen after a breakup, like you decide enough's enough, I deserve the world, and we get on our Zoom and we rebrand. We character update. We check into a different checkpoint. That is what I want you to do. That was my first rebrand at 21. And I have rebranded my entire life every time I have needed to since. So it happened at 26. It happened at 30. It's happening now with the place I want to take my business. You are allowed to change your story at any time. And you're allowed to do it over and over and over again if you need to in different areas. It doesn't matter. You are entirely up to you. We are taking the control back away from our circumstances. I don't want you to sit there anymore and keep saying, oh, but this is happening. Oh, but this happened last year. And like, I get it. It's painful and it's shit. But the longer you keep retelling them stories, the longer you get to keep them. We are taking back control of your life today. Because 2025 is going to be different. If you decide it's going to be different. But if you don't do anything differently, then guess what? You are going to relive the same year over and over and over again until you decide not to. And that sounds like fucking hell, and I don't want that for any of you. I want you to live a life you are obsessed with, but it first comes with deciding it is up to you. Now, the second point I'm going to make today, and this is the part where you need your journal and your pen. Who do you want to be in 2025? Go to December 2025. What do you want to look back on and say happened? How do you want people to describe you at the end of 2025? Do you want them to say, oh, do you know what? She just treaded really carefully. He just plodded on. Bless him. Bless her. Or do you want them to say, and it doesn't even matter what people say, but we're doing this as like a hypothetical, you know, journaling practice. We're not doing this because we give a fuck, because people's opinions of us are none of our business, right? But how do you want to be described by the people you love, admire, respect? I want them to say I was fearless. I want my mum, my dad to be so proud of me. I want them to think, fucking hell, she smashed it. Like, she did it. She didn't care what anybody thought. She posted those vids. She made them TikToks, which is the same thing. She was relentless in the pursuit of her dreams. She never gave up. And more importantly, how do you want to feel at the end of 2025 about you? What do you want to say about yourself? I want to be able to look back and say, I was unstoppable. I was a force of nature this year. I didn't let anything get in my way. I didn't let any circumstance tell me I could not have what I wanted. I traveled everywhere. I earned more money in my business than I ever could have imagined. I worked with brands that I love. I was able to buy my friends and my family anything that I wanted. I was able to take them on trips. I want to be able to look back at the end of next year and say I lived a life I was obsessed with. I want to look back this time next year and go, wow, Lydia, like, you did it, mate, you did it. You knew you would and you knew you could, but you've actually done it. That's the feeling I want you to anchor into. And I want you to ask yourself, who do I want to become next year? Describe everything about yourself that you want to feel you want to be next year. This could be the most confident you've ever been. It could be fearless. It could be calm. It could be that you want a calm year. You're sick of struggling. You're sick of feeling anxious. You're sick of like the everyday Groundhog Day grind. You want to be calm. You want inner peace. How do you want to feel at the end of next year? Who do you want to be? Describe them in detail, like immense detail. And I'm not going to tell you how to program this in. You can listen to any of my podcasts. You can listen to any of my YouTubes. I actually did one the other day about how to change your self-concept and how to be the self-concept you want to have. And I'm not going to do that on this episode because I do it every single episode nearly. I'm not going to reiterate points I've already gone across. If you are new to me, then you can binge some of my podcasts and you'll find out exactly how to do it. But with all the information you have just wrote down, you are going to program in this new identity. You are going to pick affirmations that are in alignment with this new version of you. You are going to program them in like it's your full-time job, whether that's sleep affirmations, whether that's affirmation rampages, scripting, visualizing, I don't care. You are going to program in this new identity. I hope you've still got your pen and your notebook out because we're not finished. What are you not tolerating in 2025? What are you not taking in to next year? What are you not taking with you? And this can apply to your own bullshit. I spent quite a little bit of this year in a little bit of fear, I'm going to say. And I've just got out of it, so it's great now. And I feel like I've worked my way through it, let's say. But, you know, it came to me wanting to reach out to brands and I want management. I want to be signed by a talent agency. And I have wanted this since I started. Like, I want to be doing other things than this business in terms of my career. I want to be just doing as many things as possible, quite frankly. But I know that a talent agency would also help me with the podcast and help me secure guests. And I know that it would be 10 times what it is now with a little bit of help as well. But what I found all throughout the year was I had an amazing pitch deck. I'm great at pitching myself. I didn't send it. I didn't send it to anybody until probably about a month ago. And I'm going to keep sending it. I'm going to keep banging on doors now until somebody says, fucking hell, we need to sign this girl. Who is this girl? Who is this get a fucking life, babe character? But I got to about September, October time, and I realized I was paralyzed with fear around sending this pitch deck out. Like, I was really stuck in my own mind about who am I to do this? Oh my God, no, I'm too scared. What if they reject me? And I preach this stuff on a daily basis. So I was shook. Your girl was shook. And in the end, I realized because the last 6 months of my life have been so shift, like all I can describe it as a shift, like money wise, business wise, relationship wise, like I've manifested in some things I've been trying to manifest in for years in the past 6 months. And I think I hit my container of self-worth, like my thermostat of happiness. And so next year, by the way, there's a book by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap. And he talks about how we have an internal thermostat of happiness. And if we go above that in any way, so if we get too happy than what we're used to, we're going to do things to bring ourselves back down. And at the same time, if we go below that, we're going to do things to bring ourselves up. And I realized I think I'd hit my limit of how many good things could roll into my life without me freaking out. And so I was subconsciously keeping myself at this level. And I was too scared to reach out to anybody regarding any... Oh my God. Oh my God, did you just hear that knock on the door? The way, oh my God, it scared me so much. I was in my flow then. But yeah, so I realized that I'd hit my container for happiness and anything else was kind of rocking the boat, freaking me out. And I've been doing a lot of self-worth, EFT, self-worth, affirmations. Like I've just been really telling myself I deserve the world. Like even more so than I did already. I have been really knuckling down on the self-concept of somebody who has it all and is wildly successful beyond her wildest dreams and deserves it and manages it easily. So I'm not taking that fear into 2025 with me. And whenever it arises, I'm going to recognize that it's trying to protect me. I'm going to recognize that it's trying to keep me safe. And then I'm going to work through it. Any way it shows up, I'm going to work through it. And I'm going to try and identify it quicker than I have done this year. And I'm just refusing to live like that anymore. I don't want to be in a place of fear when it comes to my business. And I'm refusing to take my excuses into 2025 as well. When it comes to getting my steps in every day, when it comes to creating content, when it comes to any habit that I have formed over the past 3 years that I'm talking myself out of, like good habits, I mean, I'm refusing to take my excuses into 2025. Because discipline is really the key to self-love. Discipline sets you free. Discipline is what's given me the life I have got now, because I was disciplined enough to just do some things every single day. So I am knocking my excuses on the head as well. What are you not taking into 2025? Now, I'm gonna rock the boat. This could be people. This could be places. It could be a job. I don't mean quit tomorrow if it's a job, but start identifying the areas in your life that aren't serving you anymore. Like, what do I need to change? What do I need to shed in order to become the best version of me? Where is my quality of life dropping? Like, what am I not tolerating in 2025? Point number 4 is, over everything, just be consistent. Because consistency creates confidence. If you can be consistent by practicing the person you want to become every single day, you are going to become them. Like, you can't not become them if you are practicing being her or him every single day. It's inevitable. So every morning when you wake up, ask yourself, how can I practice the person I want to become even more today? What do I need to do today to practice the person I want to become? My last point is action, action, action. Yes, we all love this idea of sitting there and manifesting out of thin air and not having to do much effort. But it really like annoys me, and it's quite, I can't really understand this desire to not do anything when it comes to your life and not put any effort into the career you want, the manifestation you want, the love you want, the body you want. I really don't understand this need to not do any effort. Not do any effort. Because I can sit here and say manifestation is easy now, but it's took me a lot of effort to get to this point, which is why I teach you guys how to make it simple and easy. So I can cut that effort from you, but it doesn't mean that it's still not going to require a bit of effort, if that makes sense. And the most crazy thing to me is, if you're in a 9-to-5, if you are doing a job for somebody else, you're putting so much effort into somebody else's dream, somebody else's passion. Why would you not put the same effort into your own, or at least an hour a day out of it? Or, you know, you've got so much time for TikTok, you've got so much time for Netflix. Why don't you put that time into yourself as well? And we don't even have to spend hours and hours and hours and hours a day on our new life, on who we are becoming. But I just want to put it into a bit of perspective for you. If you have so much time to pour into other things, you have the time to put into yourself. And so I want you to start taking action from this place of, who do I want to be in 2025? What are they doing every day? How are they showing up? I could not ever have created the business I've got now if I did not start showing up like the version of me I wanted to be. Like the version of me who had 10,000 followers was my goal at the time. I had to show up like her. I had to post videos. I had to do brave things. I had to put myself out there. I had to learn content. I learned hashtags. I learned the algorithm. I learned hooks. Nothing you see on my page is a fucking accident. Let me just tell you that now. Nothing, like, yes, it's natural that I'm good at talking because I'm a yapper, but everything has been researched. There is a method in all of my chaotic madness. I could not have created what I've created if I had not have started studying who I wanted to be and started implementing those actions. Now, obviously, not everybody wants to be a content creator and make TikToks and get 10,000 on TikTok. I understand that. But there is a goal that you've got in mind right now for 2025. And there are actions that you can take towards that goal. Now, I'm not saying that you are going to sit there forcing the universe, manipulating the universe. That's not what I'm talking about. That's scatty action. And that's going to come from an insecure mindset around your manifestations. And we're not doing that. Like, we work on our self-concept every single day so that we're in a secure attachment style with our own manifestations. So I'm not talking about forcing texts or anything like that. But what I am saying is, if you sit down and you ask yourself about the version of you you want to become by this time next year, and if you really get into who that is, you will be able to see some of the actions that you can take. So based on question number two, no, was it a question number two? Based on me asking you who you want to be in 2025, ask yourself, what actions can I start doing daily or once a week or even once a month to be that person? How can I literally become this person by taking action towards this person? Whether it's a career goal, whether it's a fitness goal, love goal, whatever. What can I do that this version of me would be doing? And if you struggle at any point with any of this that I've just spoken about, then here are my two bonus points. Number one, keep yourself accountable. Find like-minded people that you can converse with, that you can check in with, and keep yourself accountable with them. You can share your goals, share your desires. This is why I love the Manifestation Gang. Like I said, link below, pod25 for 25% off, because we are such a like-minded community of manifestors. We listen and we don't judge. Honestly, it's such an amazing place to share your dreams, share your hopes, make friends, and stay accountable, stay on top, have your monthly check-ins with me, and keep in alignment for your goals. And then if not, maybe there are sports groups you can join. If your goal is like based around fitness, maybe there's a class you can join. Like, I'm loving Pilates at the minute. I've got Reformer booked in on Thursday with one of my good friends, and that's going to keep me accountable for this week to make sure I go to that. So are there any friends in your life you can keep accountable with for particular goals? Are there any groups you can join? Is there anything in your area that's going to help you stay accountable? Like I said, I have a few really good friends that help me stay accountable in business, because I can talk to them about business. I can talk to them when I'm feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't know what to do, I'm feeling a bit stuck creatively, and they help me out of it. Or they validate my feelings. So community and keeping yourself accountable is so important. And my second bonus point, because I understand not everybody is quick to think of the actions we need to take on their goals, quick to have all the answers sussed out, ask ChatGPT. I know it sounds nuts, but it works. Type in your goal, type in your manifestations, type in who you want to be in 2025, and ask it, what actions can I take daily to achieve these goals and desires by the end of 2025? Do you know what I did yesterday? Okay, I felt really flat yesterday morning, and I seen somebody on TikTok do this, so I thought I would try it. And I typed into ChatGPT, these are my goals, but I'm in functional freeze. I was in functional freeze bad yesterday. Please say something to motivate me to hit my goals today or this week. And the reply I got moved me to tears almost. And when I say I jumped off that sofa and it kicked my ass into touch for yesterday, and in fact for today as well, it really, really helped me. And I was kind of shocked by it, to be honest, because I really didn't think it was going to have that effect. It was something I just thought, I mean, I've posted before about how ChatGPT is good for manifestation and how you can use it to your advantage if you do already love ChatGPT. But that little motivational pep talk it gave me yesterday kept me on track for yesterday. So there are many things you can do to help with this, but they are my two bonus points. Bottom line, you are up to you. 2025 is going to look exactly the same as your life looks now if you don't do something about it. Like, I'm going to be straight, big sis, blunt, to the point. Nothing changes unless you change, babe. It's within your power. Stop letting these circumstances tower over you. Stop letting them make you feel meek and insignificant, because you're not. You're not. There's nothing about you that does not deserve to live the life you love and are obsessed with. So start acting like it. Start putting one foot in front of the other each day. Some days you're not going to feel like doing anything. That's fine. Some days you're not going to feel like the self-concept of who you want to be. That's fine. We carry on. That's why consistency is so important. Important. By now, you all know that I trip over my words so much. I honestly think it's because I talk so fast, like my mouth hasn't caught up to my brain and my brain's already on to the next sentence, and I'm trying to slow it down for you. I really am. But when I slow it down, it's just so much more filtered and watered down, and it's not what I wanted to say. So I do apologise, because there are a few times in these podcasts where I know I've slipped up and I'll just roll on anyway. And you've probably noticed. And if you haven't noticed it, you'll probably notice it now. But you are up to you. You can do it. You have everything available to you to change right now. And I'm your big sis when it comes to manifestation. That's why I'm here. If you ever do feel like you can't crack on with it, put on one of my TikToks, listen to one of my podcasts, and I'm sure I'll kick you up the arse in some way. Like I said, do not forget, if you want the discount on the Self-Concept Challenge and the Manifestation Gang, 25% off using code POD25. And I will see you next time. Love you all so much.